Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We are remembering 10 years ago tomorrow, the tragedy of Flight 3407.
We have declared a limited state of an emergency, and I'd reiterate, we do not want people coming down here to Clarence Center, and so we would ask them to respect that and stay away. The NTSB will be on the ground at 6 a.m. this morning with their investigators.
That's Chris Collins, now congressman, then county executive, joining us live on the line right now, talking about that day 10 years ago. Chris, what is the first thing that kind of comes to your mind when you think about that day when you first heard of the tragedy?
Well, it's hard to actually put that whole event into words, the enormity of it all, and certainly as county executive, I got the call. The flight went down at 10:17, and it was about 10:30 I got the call, and it's only a couple of miles from my house, so I was at the site. And certainly just the visual of that plane, it was an inferno. And then, you know, I've been county executive a year, and I had already handled the hepatitis outbreak a year earlier when I'd been about 3 days on the job, so I certainly understood my role in activating the Erie County Emergency Mobile Center and, then our job of coordinating as best we could with all the agencies. We had the Clarence Center Emergency Response Team, but we also ended up with the Sheriff's Department, numerous volunteer fire departments. And I guess what struck me was the first thought. And I had a call from ECMC. They were mobilizing their doctors, and it was quite obvious there were no survivors.
You know,
I guess that was the toughest thing that hit me. I mean, that's to understand, and we didn't know what kind of plane it was, the flight. It took some time, and how many lives were lost. But I think the impact of the scene and the inferno, and understanding. Clearly, there would be no survivors. That just comes at you in a way that's hard to describe.
Right. I mean, stunning for so many people. You've stood with the 3407 families for 10 years now, you know, as county executive and as a member of Congress. And they've changed aviation history in that time. What's it been like for you to be with this forceful group?
You know, Susan, the most impactful thing is spending 10 years with them and seeing the young adults that were 6, 7, 8, 9 years old back then who are now in high school or even in college. And you really think through it. They've now lived 10 years without a mother, a father, a grandmother, grandfather, uncle, whatever that might be. And their legacy is a safer skies that we all fly in. There has not been a pilot-caused fatality in the commercial airline industry since Flight 3407 went down on that fateful night. And we all have to thank their diligence because clearly the regional airlines have been, fighting us, quite frankly. They don't like the increase in the training hours. This flight crashed 100% because of pilot error. It was the co-pilot who had, misset the autopilot and, was the initial cause, but these two pilots could not then deal with the stall indicator and ultimately stalled the plane and it crashed. But the regional airlines are claiming there's a shortage of pilots because of the congressional action that was a result and certainly the family's involvement in that. We've been able to fight that in a way that the 1,500 hours and continue today on the co-pilot. But we, every year the families come down just to reemphasize the point. We meet with whomever will meet with us, from the Secretary of Transportation to the head of the Transportation and Infrastructure Subcommittee or committees that oversee the FAA. But we just have to be diligent to make sure we do keep the sky safe and we don't sacrifice that because the regional airlines don't pay their pilots enough and claim it's difficult to attract candidates. Well, at the low pay that they certainly were paying, that they were having trouble getting pilots. Well, bottom line, pay them more money.
Yeah, it's one thing that continues to go on, something we'll be definitely talking about over the next 24 hours, the continuing legacy of those families. Hey, Chris, before we let you go, we have to ask you about this looming deadline now in Washington for yet another government shutdown. What do you foresee happening over the next 5 days?
Well, it's certainly disappointing that, you know, the Democrats who said that if he reopened, the president reopened the government, they'd negotiate in good faith. Yesterday they put on the table, we have to reduce the number of detainees in ICE detention centers. They want to release hardened criminals back into the street and not keep them detained in the ICE detention centers. That's not a good faith argument. It's not what America wants, having criminals released back into the neighborhood by a reduction in the number of beds at the detention centers. So it does not appear, Brian, that there is good faith negotiations going on. The president took them at face value. There would be. I'll just tell you, I don't believe for a second he's giving up on his wall, and it may well be that the only solution will be an emergency declaration, which I would certainly support because there is a humanitarian and security crisis at the border. But that's what it may come down to.
All right. We will see what happens by Friday. That is Congressman Chris Collins joining us live this morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.